Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So earlier this morning was actually very, very interesting. We spoke to Aviel Volovic, who's he's involved in one of the scholarships for the Technion in Haifa. So it's actually quite an interesting day in that. And maybe this is actually the answer to everything, to all the negativity. Maybe the answer is education. Maybe the answer is the future. And joining us in a studio is Natan Bauer. So he is from the Jerusalem College of Technology, Machon Lev and Tal. So Natan, welcome to South Africa. Welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much, Howard, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I don't know. It's, I do apologize for Senan Mukundi's behavior behind the scenes here. Normally, we are very, very much more respectful. But today, we just are all over the show. So first of all, tell us, for those of us who don't know, what is Machon Lev?
So Machon Lev and Machon Tal are both colleges in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They're part of Jerusalem College of Technology. They're separate campuses. Machon Lev is for the men, Machon Tal is for the women, and they're large Israeli institutions with a couple of thousand students, but we have an international English speakers program, and within that our students come, they could either learn completely in English on the men's side or transition into Hebrew courses, and on the women's side, all the courses you begin in English and you transition into the Hebrew programs, and we offer Olpan so that the students can really integrate into Israeli society and be able to stay after their studies.
In the system.
Yeah.
Because is it aimed, who's the demographic? Who's it aimed at?
So the demographic is Dati Jews in Israel. There is a range.
Dati meaning religious. So religiously observant Orthodox Jews in Israel.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right, okay.
So there's a range. I'll walk around campus and I'll see guys in Kippah Struga. I'll see Hasidim. It's really, it's a nice blend of, at least on the men's campus, religious men that want to get their degree and contribute to Israeli society in meaningful ways, whether through engineering or computer science, business, whatever it may
right.
be. And on the women's side as well, you have women that are fully covering their hair, partially covering their hair. You have single women, and it's just really a nice mix. And,
so within a certain range of observance, people are it's Orthodox observance, but it cuts across various sectors of religious society. What makes Machon Lev or Machon, what makes it religious?
Right, so what makes it religious is that at the core of the institution is the is Judaism. We have on the men's campus a major Beit Midrash with over 10 shiurim every single morning, and on the women's campus at Midrashah as well, where women are learning at a high level and able to really start their day off on both campuses with Torah and then moving into their degrees, whatever they're studying.
Right. So in other words, it doesn't ask students to choose between yeshiva studying and a secular education. It's an environment that brings it both together.
Exactly. And for example, we have a women's degree. It's the number one women's nursing program in Israel. And in the Midrashah, these women will take specific courses that are geared towards working in the hospital on Shabbos or different halachic things.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it really integrates.
Right, so it actually teaches them how to continue and manage a religious lifestyle within and their career, their whatever they've chosen within that framework. So
exactly.
So what are the types of courses on the men's side and on the women's side?
Yes, so on the men's side, completely in English, there is business administration with also a minor, we would call it, in data analytics so that our students are able to really have an edge in the job market. in high tech, that's really something that they're pushed for is a lot of data analysis. So we prepare our students for that. And then we have computer science, which is a four-year degree, also entirely in English. And students who want to do engineering, they begin in English and they take Olpan. And after a year and a half, once their Hebrew is proficient enough, they do the different engineering tracks with the Israelis. And that's on the men's side. And on the women's side, we have all the degrees are transitional. So everyone takes Olpan, but they start with English courses. There's business administration, computer science, the engineering, and then nursing, which is our most popular program.
Right.
For the young women.
Absolutely incredible. We're going to take some music. We're going to come back to our discussion with Natan Bauer. He is from the Jerusalem College of Technology, Machon Lev, Machon Tal. We also want to ask him how they have managed and supported students during this time of conflict. It is 8:44. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us in a studio is Natan Bauer, and he's from Machon Lev. And we're just talking about the different options. Natan, thank you for joining us. The last 16, 17 months, of course, has placed a strain on every aspect of Israeli society. What was the impact on Machon Lev and Machon Tal?
So the impact was tremendous in many ways. For our students, you have students that were planning on starting their degree on October 8th, 2023.
Is that when the academic year was about to start?
That's when the academic year in Israel was about to start.
Wow. Which makes sense because it's the day after Simchat Torah.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm. And next thing they knew, they were being shipped off, you know, in Timiluim, military reserves, all over the country. And even to this day, I was speaking to a student. He's like, I have seven exams that I have to study for because I just had 6 weeks of Miluim. Even now, it's the impact has just been really ongoing for our students. But they really have been stepping up and being on the front lines in Israel in so many ways, not just militarily, but also our students in the hospitals working. And
I was thinking about on the nursing side as well. That would have been a tremendous need to get students out there to assist.
Yeah, our students were really around the clock in the hospitals, whether they were working or volunteering. We had students volunteering all over the country. A lot of the workers, even just on a, we don't always think about this, but in the fields, there weren't foreign workers coming in. And so our students were going and they were picking fruits and just really doing anything they could to help.
Right. And in terms of academic support, because this places an enormous strain on them, some of the women might have husbands serving, they're trying to study, they might have kids at home, some of the guys that are either called away, missing classes. It's obviously a problem that every university in Israel has faced, but how has this been dealt with in general?
So in general, we have been trying our best to support our students, giving final exam options beyond the normal schedule for that when students are back from their reserves or if a mother, a wife, you know, their husband is away and they need to take care of their children alone. So also giving special options for them as well. But truthfully, Howard, it's been very hard for the students. There are students that could have been graduating now, or they're in the middle of a five-year degree, and now it's going to be six and a half years that it's going to take them, just simply because even with all the help that they are getting from our university or other universities that they're attending, it's a lot to come back from being in a war zone and then have to sit in a classroom and study and focus. I think a lot of our students are
I didn't
struggling.
Think of that. Yeah, I'm thinking about the practical side. I'm thinking about the ability to write exams, get the coursework done. But the reality is that there is a very, very real emotional and psychological aspect to it. It's very, very hard when you've seen the reality of a war to go back. You know, it was like I had one tiny, it's incomparable. I was at a conference once in Prague, and it was on commodities and what have you. And I took the morning off to go to Terezin, and I toured Terezin with, to happen to be the mashgiach from the kosher restaurant. And I came back to the conference, and I looked around and I thought, what a load of nonsense this is. How could I go from walking around to Terezin and seeing the horrors of the Holocaust and then come back to a conference talking about chrome? It just didn't make any, and of course it is important. It was my livelihood. It was what I was focused on. But for a short time, it just, Now you can imagine a young guy who has spent 2 or 3 months at really on the brink of and seeing the most terrible things, to then come back into a classroom where it's got to feel so trivial. How do you adjust? How is there a way to help students to adjust back to that?
Yeah, so we offer, obviously, we have a counseling center. So in that way, if students want some sort of therapeutic options, we have that. And I think just really, guys are there for each other. I feel that they have been through similar experiences, and now they're coming back into the classroom together. And so they're not feeling necessarily so alone, and I think that helps them as well. But it really, it's definitely a difficult transition, and students are doing the best that they can, whether it means pushing off certain courses for a later date or whatever they can to help themselves. But yeah, it's incredible to see the students supporting one another, and we're trying our best to also give them whatever resources we
incredible.
Can.
Incredible. If anybody wants to find out about the options, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's a few ways. We have our website, jct.ac.il. You go on there. It's an English website. We have our email, esp@jct.ac.il. And you could Google us, search us on Instagram, JCT International, and reach out to us in any way over the internet.
Natan Bauer, thank you. Very, very interesting to hear about that aspect. And maybe that is, in some ways, the answer to the question of what we've been dealing with this morning, is how do we go forward? How do we find optimism at a time like this, at a time during a week that has just offered one curveball after another.